This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. On Sunday evening, a Broadway theater will host the first opening night since March of 2020. The play is called Passover, and it's one of seven new pieces by Black playwrights coming to Broadway this season. That's more than ever before. But even after a year and a half, the challenges of opening a show during a pandemic are still very present. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Passover is playwright Antoinette Chinoye Nwandu's Broadway debut. Think Waiting for Godot meets the Book of Exodus on a street corner where two young Black men dream of a better life.
Rise up to your full potential. Too high. Gonna get up off this block. Man, you remember that Sunday school? Old Reverend Mrs. be like, said, do you want to cross that river, Jordan, not chilling?
That's from a filmed version of an earlier production. Matt Ross is the producer of this show. He says during previews, he's watched people get reaccustomed to being audience members.
Once they cross that threshold of getting back into a theater, the muscle memory comes back and it's like, right, I know what this feels like. I love this.
It's a little bit of a scary time for Broadway because its traditional audience might not be back because of the pandemic. In recent years, tourists made up 2/3 of ticket sales. So these seven new plays are looking for audiences beyond Broadway's traditional, mostly white, fan base. For example, the comedy Chicken and Biscuits is marketing in churches and restaurants, places you might not typically see ads for Broadway shows. Director Jalen Levingston says that's not the only way the show's trying to attract new audiences.
We also have deals for folks. Sometimes that can be a huge barrier of entry for people who aren't typical Broadway goers.
You can get a seat to Chicken and Biscuits for $49. The average ticket price of a Broadway show is $120. And Black theater artists have a lot riding on the success of these shows, says Drew Shade of the group Broadway Black.
We're the test, the guinea pigs for what's going to happen with the new theater, the new Broadway. And will we still get opportunity if the test doesn't come out, you know, successful, if it's not profitable?
Profitability might be a high bar. The conventional wisdom on Broadway is that 3/4 of all shows don't even break even. That said, regional theaters and theaters abroad are more likely to put on shows that have already been on Broadway stages. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.